flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I learned if you own stock, it means you own part of that company. I never knew that about stocks, and I've always loved Disney ever since I was a kid. I was like, I could just own Disney? I started off small. I bought one Disney stock, $100. I own a Disney. I do. Now, the company's worth $150 billion, so I realize I'm not a majority owner. But I still feel that pride. You know, somebody was like, I love Beauty and the Beast. I was like, thank you.
Four on the wake up call. Kevin, Katie, and Kevin. It's Friday. It's payday for a lot of people. It's payday here. I think we all are breathing a sigh of relief as we are closing out the longest month in human history.
It's been January for years.
Jesus Christ. I can't believe how long this month was. Just emotionally, physically.
Yeah.
There's 67 days in January.
Man.
That stand-up comedy clip is funny. Because I have five shares of Disney or something stupid. And I remember feeling the same thing, like, wow. Well, I'm part owner.
Really?
Part owner of Disney.
I've never felt that way about a single stock.
What about the stock of this company?
Oh,
do I have an investment in it?
Do you not?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
How would I know if I did?
You made the decision to do
then
it.
Then no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That wasn't worth it. speaking of Disney, I wasn't going to bring this up, but I'll bring this up right now. I am kind of faced with this weird decision, and. Oh, never mind. I'm not going to bring it up because then it'll seem braggy. I'm not bringing it up to be braggy, but
just
like,
tell us.
Okay. I don't know whether or not to do something.
Okay.
So I got there pretty soon on Disney Plus. There's going to be a new Pixar show. It's the first time Pixar's ever made a show. And I think it's called Win or Lose. I'm not quite sure. And they're doing a special screening of the first 4 episodes of the show at Pixar Studios in the Bay Area, which is where Pixar is. They invited me. They invited you guys, too, if you want to go. They invited me, and I was thinking, oh, my God, what a great opportunity to bring my son, who's like a huge Pixar fan, huge movie fan, and I can only bring one person. And I'm nervous doing it because I drive an electric car.
Because you have to drive to San Francisco?
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to take my wife's car because we would have to leave before she was done with work.
Okay.
So I would, like, I punched it into the GPS just to find out how much it would deplete everything.
Yeah.
Getting down there, the battery. And I did it. And by the time I got there, it's 90 minutes away from here. And by the time I got there, I would have roughly 17% left on my battery.
Okay.
I would have to then find a charging station before I left. But my brain's like, what if you don't?
But your machine, car machine, tells you exactly where they are.
I know, but like, what if I got there and it was closed? Or what if I got there and it didn't work?
You go to a different one.
And you're going to be in San Francisco. They have it all over the place.
So I'm being stupid.
Very stupid. All right. It's something people do literally every single time.
All the time. Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. Do you guys want to go?
When is it?
It's a weekday.
No.
Okay. Do you want to go?
I'm down. What weekday?
The Disney guy that I know said specifically, like, I'll bet Kevin would want to go.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Jeez, screw Katie.
Wow.
Well, no.
Katie who?
I think he knows that you don't go to anything.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, snap.
But he's, who would you bring?
Myself?
You're not going to want to ride with us, are you?
No.
Oh, okay. What a way to say it.
Ew.
Well, he's going to want to talk, and I don't want to talk.
We can have silent car rides.
I don't want silence either. I want to listen to my music is what I want.
What if your son doesn't like to talk to you?
He loves listening to my music.
But and not talk?
Well, we can talk about the music.
Wow.
Riding with you is boring AF. Yeah.
I didn't want to ride with you anyways.
I mean, do you want to ride with us?
No, too late now.
All right.
I hope you don't find
a charger.
I hope you
don't find a
charger. Yeah, honestly. I hope you get stranded there and you have to ask me, Kevin.
Me and my son out there thumbing it on 80.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody got a bucket, holding a bucket out for some electricity? Anybody?
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Andy this morning. Good morning, Andy.
Hi, good morning.
Now you have been with your boyfriend Marcus for how long?
8 months.
8 months. And you obviously suspect him of cheating. Let's find out why you think that way. What happened?
Well, I've been babysitting his dog, cause he's visiting his family, and not on purpose. I came across this box that I'd never seen before, and I looked into it, and I realized that it looked inside, rather, and inside the box, and I realized it was a sex toy.
Like for a gentleman or for a lady?
It's for a woman.
And I assume this is not something you guys have done before.
No, we don't really use toys.
Okay,
Is it possible though that you don't use them yet, and maybe this was something he was planning on doing?
No, I can tell that the box has been opened.
Okay. Well, we're going to call him up. We're going to offer him free roses. We'll see who he sends them to. We'll see what he writes on the card. And hopefully it's your name. And even if it is, it seems like we've got a lot to talk about. So I'm going to put you on hold. You'll be able to hear everything, though.
Okay.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Marcus, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Marcus. This is Donna with, and I'm calling today with a special gift that we are offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
All right. The moment you ask me for a credit card, I'm hanging up.
Understood.
All right. Let's send it to Andy Martinez.
And before I get Andy's address, you're able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
Miss you, babe. Thanks so much for taking care of Winston.
Hi, Marcus. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, and that was Katie. You're on War of the Roses, which is a relationship test we do to see if somebody's cheating at the request of their significant other, who is Andy, who you sent the roses to and is listening this whole time. Andy, you're back on. You're off hold. Are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
You still sound upset. Are you upset?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, so let's talk about why. Tell Marcus why you thought he was cheating.
I found the sex toy that you hid in the box. The box has been opened. We don't use that. So where is this coming from?
Can we not talk about this on the radio? This is like more of a personal thing. I don't know why you didn't just call me.
I don't like the fact that you're clearly keeping a secret from me.
This is not okay. It's just something I use for myself.
Marcus, that's not true. I don't believe that for a second.
Well, that could be true.
What are you talking about?
Hold on.
So you're saying it's yours that you use for you.
Yeah, we don't need to go into details. My personal life is my personal life.
I totally agree.
I'm not sure that we can legally go into details, but...
Why is it so hard for you to believe that this could be something he's into?
Because we've never talked about it. It's so out of the blue.
Listen, Marcus, you don't need to justify it. We've said many times here, we don't kink shame.
Not kink shame on the Wake Up Call.
Whatever you're into, cool. Andy, it seems like you're having a real hard time, though, believing this.
Because it's for a woman.
It's actually not for a woman.
It's not for...
Okay, maybe I don't know what we're talking about now.
But okay. I don't either. But does it look like something, though, that... is for a woman, Marcus?
I don't know why we're making this into such a big deal. There's things you're into, Andy, that I probably don't know about yet.
That's probably true.
I just don't think you're that kind of guy.
Jeez.
To say I don't think you're that kind of guy does seem a little derogatory. Does it not? Am I alone?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like she's saying I'm not fun.
No,
you're definitely fun.
I don't think that's what she's saying.
I do not think
that that is what she is saying.
That was absolutely not the adjective that Andy was thinking in her head. But I think I don't think that you're cheating.
No, I don't either.
Andy, for what it's worth, this is too embarrassing of a thing to admit to.
I don't think it needs to be. But
no, but societally it is. Okay?
Yeah.
For him to say, no, it's mine. I don't think he's cheating, but you guys clearly have a lot to talk about, maybe even reevaluate this relationship.
No, I hope not.
Well, things have been said during this conversation, which are making me think that maybe you two are just not cut out for each other.
Yeah, maybe you guys have some different beliefs. That's true.
We've gone as far as we can on this. It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Yep. It's time for us to just hang 10. Kick back on a hammock, maybe with a red stripe lager in our hand or a pina colada.
Ooh.
I guess it would be more of a Mai Tai.
Yeah.
You know. And we'll play hang 10 with caller 17, who is Kevin. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
Have you ever played hang 10 with us before?
No.
Are you Shaka?
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, I get it. All right. Well, Hang 10 is a game where we have three categories. You've 10 seconds to name five things in each category. Everything you say that's accurate is worth 1 point. You need 11 points to win. You're playing for Katy Perry tickets. She's coming to the Chase Center in July. Tickets are on sale this morning. Would you like a practice round?
Yes, please.
All right. Katie has the categories, which means she's in charge of the practice round as well.
Okay, in 10 seconds, name five different board games. Go.
Monopoly, Sorry, Battleship.
Huh.
Hunger, Hunger, Hippo.
Okay.
All right, you got four.
Operation.
Well, it's too late now.
After the buzzer.
Yeah.
You get the idea.
10 seconds goes by quick, and that was just a practice round. All right, so now you got your sea legs under you. You ready to play?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay. In 10 seconds, name five places to vacation in California. Oh. Go.
Los Angeles, Santa Monica, Hollywood, Lake Tahoe, Carmichael, Monterey, Santa Cruz.
Thank God. No one's vacationing at Carmichael.
I was not going to give you Carmichael.
No. I'm so glad you went way over five. Carmichael. What? You know what? As somebody who has vacationed in Carmichael, what'd you do?
I have old parents. So,
I see. All right.
They also like Palm Springs and Desert Hot Springs as well.
Palm Springs is an acceptable answer. Carmichael is not. All right. You got 5 out of 5 there. Congratulations. You're making this look easy. Round 2 of Hang 10.
Okay. In 10 seconds, name 5 items you use while baking. Go.
Baking sheet, baking powder, oil, spray, a spoon. Parchment paper.
All right, you got 5. Give me 5 on that one.
Okay.
I didn't accept spray.
I didn't accept spray either.
But you still got 5.
Technically wrong. If you're doing like cupcakes or something.
Yeah, spray.
Or muffins.
But what kind of spray? You got to say what kind of spray. True. It could be spray paint.
Okay.
Right.
You know? Which, by the way, if you're listening out there, don't spray paint while you're baking.
Right.
I've said it a million times.
And nobody's listening.
No one listens to me. Okay. All right. You only need 1 point, right. But let's see if we can do another 5 for 5 in Hang 10. I don't know if that's ever happened.
That would be amazing. Okay. Right. In 10 seconds, name 5 things you would bring to the snow. Go.
Gloves, boots, a bodysuit, skis, a beanie, face mask.
Wow.
I wasn't going to give you a bodysuit, but it's okay. We
went over 5 again.
Right.
Carmichael Kevin, I think you're the first person to ever go 15 for 15.
Wow.
Congratulations. Those were some well-earned Katy Perry tickets.
Oh, yeah. My daughter's been on me all week. She's like, get it together and we can make her a caller.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute.
Get it together, Dad, is pretty much the code for every kid with their father.
Right.
All right. Well, you guys have a date this July to go see Katy Perry at the Chase Center. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. You made me dad of the day.
Yay.
We love doing that. Stay on hold. We got to get your information.
Confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
At this time on Monday, we're going to kick off our Disneyland contest. But right now, it's time to play Are You Smarter Than Katie? That's right. Disneyland tickets coming back to the end. It starts Monday morning. But now it's time for us to talk to Brett, because he's caller 17 as we play Are You Smarter Than Katie? Hello, Brett.
Hi, Gavin.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Fantastic. All right. Katie's leaving the studio. I got 5 questions here dealing with news and pop culture. And we're going to see who's smarter, you or Katie. You ready to play?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm nervous, but I'm ready.
Why are you nervous?
I don't know. It's 2 a.m.
You've been up since 2 a.m.?
No, it's just 2 a.m.
Oh, it's who you are. You're just nervous Nelly. All right. Yeah. Is it Brett or Brit?
Brett.
I still don't know what you're saying.
Brett,
B-R-E-T-T. Brett. Right. Okay, Brett. All right, here we go. Question 1, Will Smith has dropped a new song. Yeah, Will, remember him?
Yeah.
It's called Beautiful Scars, and it features Big Sean. It's going to be part of a new album that comes out in March, his first one in 20 years. Which is not a Will Smith album? Philly Forever, Lost and Found, or Born to Rain?
Born to Rain.
Question two. The Faculty is a classic cult horror film about aliens taking over the bodies of teachers in a high school, starring Josh Hartnett, Elijah Wood, and comedian Jon Stewart. Well, it's getting remade, and the internet is not happy about it. What pop star also starred in that film?
Oh, God. I have no idea.
All righty, moving on. Question three, in other horror movie news, Scream 7 is well into production, and it's bringing back Neve Campbell and Courtney Cox, but also, this was announced yesterday, Matthew Lillard. This is a shock, as his character Stu was killed, or at least we thought so, in the original Scream. True or false, Stu wasn't the only killer in the original Scream.
True.
Question four. A full investigation is happening over the helicopter American Airlines crash in D.C. that killed 67 people. However, President Trump said yesterday without any evidence that the cause was DEI hiring, despite the pilots both being straight white men. What is the name of the airport in D.C. named after a former president?
Oh, God. Carter?
Okay. And question five, is it possible that our last day on Earth could be 2032? If you're an anxious person, Brett, you're not going to like this, because the answer is yeah. According to experts, there is a 1.3% chance an asteroid will hit Earth, but we will know more in 2028. So, oh boy. You know what, though? Let's be positive. Tell me what percent chance it won't hit us.
There's a 1.3 chance that's going to hit us?
There's a 1.3 chance it will hit us, but what's the percent that it won't?
98.7.
All righty. Right. Kevin, I like that too. Kevin, let's bring Katie back in here. Brett, where are we off to today?
I'm dropping my dog off at daycare.
You're dropping your dog off at daycare?
Yeah.
Does your dog go there every day, or are you going on a trip?
No, he goes a couple times a week when I'm busy.
He's got to learn his ABCs, I guess.
Well, that's sweet. Right. Rather than just leaving him at home. What's the dog's name?
Yeah.
His name's Sebastian.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing. Aww.
How is Sebastian's scissor skills coming along? And does he know his colors?
His colors are rough, but
I get it.
His report cards are good.
His colors are rough.
His report
rough.
Cards are good.
I get it. All right, Brett, you're on hold. You're fun. All right, here we go, Katie. You ready?
Yeah.
Question one. Will Smith just dropped a new song.
Oh.
Featuring Big Sean. And it's going to be on a new album coming out in March. His first one in 20 years.
Okay.
What do you think about that, huh?
I don't know what to think.
It's going
to
be
I don't know where we stand with Will Smith anymore.
It seems like everybody is fine with him again. I'm not, but it seems like everybody else is fine. You know what? Cancel Jada, and then we can have a conversation, Will. That's me.
Oh.
All right. She seems terrible. Which is not a Will Smith album. Philly Forever, Lost and Found, or Born to Reign?
I'm going to say Philly Forever.
That's right. Okay. Philly Forever.
But that's the Fire album name.
Thank you, Kevin. Forever spelled P-H-O-R-E-V-A. Question two. The Faculty is a cult classic horror film. Did you ever see it?
No.
It's about aliens that take over the bodies of teachers in a high school.
That sounds like a fun R.L. Stein book.
It's a fun movie.
Or like when R.L. Stein would write books for teens.
Yeah.
And it was called Fear Street.
It was kind of more like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. Josh Hartnett was in it. Elijah Wood. Jon Stewart was in it as one of the teachers.
Okay.
It's getting remade. The internet's not happy about that. But what pop star was also in that movie? Be pretty hard to answer if you've never seen it.
Yeah, I
take a guess.
Madonna.
I know. It was Usher.
And when did this come out?
Kevin, look that up.
Okay.
When it doesn't matter.
The Faculty come out? Question three and other horror movie news. As you can tell, it's a slow news day.
Yes.
Scream 7 is well into production, and it's bringing back Neve Campbell and Courtney Cox again. But it was announced yesterday that also Matthew Lillard is going to be in it. Why is this shocking? Because his character, Stu, in the original Scream movie was killed off, or so we thought.
Oh, my gosh.
I love this. I think Matthew Lillard is one of Hollywood's unsung heroes. He is an incredible actor that never got credit for what he got. When did The Faculty come out?
1988.
I don't think that's
1998.
Right.
Sorry, my numbers got jumbled.
Good job, Kevin. 1 point for Kevin.
Yes.
All right. True or false, Stu wasn't the only killer in the original Scream.
True.
Yeah.
The other was Ghostface. Remember?
No. No, they were both Ghostface.
Oh, they were?
Do you remember who the other one was?
It was a girl?
Nope.
No, then no.
Skeet Ulrich was the actor.
Okay.
Actor named Skeet. And he was Billy.
Got it.
Question four. A full investigation is happening right now over the helicopter American Airlines crash that killed 67 people. However, President Trump said, without any evidence, that the cause was DEI hiring, despite the pilots of both being straight white men.
I believe he was referring to DEI hiring for the air traffic controllers.
Okay.
Not the, was pilot.
Was that a DEI hire?
Well, oh, that also unfounded.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Still no evidence of that.
And there were two pilots on the American Airlines.
There always are.
Yeah. And one was a person of color.
But one is the one actual flying. One's the backup. What is the name of the airport in D.C. named after a former president?
Reagan.
Yeah. Reagan. Question five. Is it possible, Katie, your last day on Earth is 2032?
Well, I hope not.
According to new research, it is, or it could be, at least, because there is a 1.3% chance that an asteroid is going to hit Earth, but we will know more in 2028.
So 1.3%
chance.
You know, a 1%
chance? 1.3%
chance. Okay, but less than 2%.
Let's be positive, though.
Okay.
I want you to tell me the percent that it's not going to hit us.
Oh. 98.7?
Yes.
Okay.
You hear that, everybody? The headline should say, there's a 98.7% chance we won't all die in 2032.
Okay, can I ask a stupid question?
Yeah.
If an asteroid starts coming to Earth, are we going to Armageddon it?
That movie's nonsense.
It is.
Yeah, but you know what, though? We did actually test the theory out of whether or not we could change the trajectory of an asteroid.
Okay.
And we tested it, and it worked.
Okay, that's a relief.
So, I mean, but it was a very small asteroid, okay. I think. So, anyway, let's not get excited, because Brett is an anxious person.
Oh.
That's why you have the emotional support dog of Sebastian.
Final, yeah, he's anxious, too.
Final score. Brett, you got 2. Katie got 4.
Ooh.
Katie wins. We're going to have $20 in the jackpot tomorrow. What kind of dog is Sebastian?
He's a Springer Spaniel.
Yeah, he is.
Aww.
Yeah, he is. All right. Well, Brett, I'm sorry you didn't win, but tell us what we need to hear.
I am far less smarter than Katie.
Far by half.
Far less.
You're half less smarter than Katie.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Gearing up for the big game? We are too. Join us on the Moth Podcast for a special episode dedicated to hilarious true stories about football, family, and growing up.
I loved Franco Harris so much that in 1975, I invited him to my bar mitzvah. And he was so cool that he actually sent me a telegram.
Each week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, and above all, true. Find the Moth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Dirty little secret time on the Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Joe this morning. That's not his real name. This isn't his real voice. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Let's jump right into this. What is your dirty little secret?
My dirty little secret is I got a second job as a side hustle.
Okay. There's there more to it?
Yeah, what is the secret part of that?
Why is that a secret?
The secret part of it is that I work for my ex's father.
So you got a part-time job at the company that your
ex's father owns.
Okay.
Does your ex work there?
Yes, and she works there.
And are you in a relationship?
Yes.
Got it.
So am I guessing that that's who you're keeping it a secret from is your current girlfriend?
I'm taking it to my grave.
What? Now, okay, now why is this? Well, I'm guessing they just, but is it, do they
I'm
not
sure
get along?
She wouldn't be crazy about the idea of him spending time with his ex-girlfriend.
It's going to be a whole thing if it comes out.
Okay, so why choose to work at this place for just extra money? There's got to be other jobs.
I had an in, and he got, you know, I just met him out, and he's like, hey, come work for me. And I was like, you know what? Let's do it.
Where does your girlfriend think you are when you are working for your ex's dad?
At the gym.
Okay.
And is there something specific you need extra money for?
No, just to have extra money just to buy things.
Okay, so again, this is the dirty little secret where your dirty little secret is that you picked up a second job that's a, you know, side hustle, but you're working at your ex-girlfriend's father's company with your ex-girlfriend, it seems like, and your current girlfriend would lose her mind if she found out. Okay, so what is the reason why they don't like each other or your current girlfriend doesn't like her?
A lot of stuff from Facebook when it all kind of blew up. She went on the internet and kind of ran her mouth and made it a whole thing.
And she ran her mouth about you or about your girlfriend?
Kind of both.
Okay.
Well, I mean, there was some overlap, I guess, at the end of the one relationship and the beginning of the one I'm currently in.
So you were dating both at the same time?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, so that answers that. To go back to something that Katie said, and again, we try to be judgment-free here. The fact that there are literally thousands of jobs out there that are not careers, so they are probably easier to get, and you picked this one because you quote-unquote had an in, I'm not buying that completely. I think there's part of you that wanted to be around your ex again, at least a little bit.
Maybe a little, but it's really more about the money. To make the same money, if I had to work at another place, it'd be like a full-time job.
See, unless you're making so much more money, is this worth it?
It doesn't seem like it would be. How serious is your relationship with your girlfriend?
We're talking about moving in.
Do you love her?
Yeah.
I get that it's easy money, but it just seems like...
It'd be one thing if it was like a career.
Right.
If it was like, look, I know I'm a lawyer and it's her dad's firm, but I can start at, I don't know, partner.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be one thing if it was that, but if it's like.
How would you feel if your girlfriend took a job where she was hanging around her ex-boyfriend all the time?
Oh, I'd be fine with it.
Oh.
But she's not fine with it. I mean, it sounds like you're going to do whatever you want anyway, so...
Yeah. And how long do you plan on doing this? How long do you plan on keeping this a secret?
The way it's going, it could turn into my full-time gig, and then I'm really in trouble.
Well, that's a decision. It's not like you're an indentured servant. Like,
right.
That you could decide to make that a full-time gig. Do you have a full-time job right now?
Yes.
You do, and you don't like it.
Who really likes their job?
I mean, Katie and I do.
I like my job.
But, okay. Well, listen, it's judgment-free zone. It does seem like you're doing things and you're either lying to yourself or you're lying to us about why you're doing them. but
I don't necessarily think that. I think that he just doesn't care.
Well, which is worse?
Well,
I'm pretty sure when this all comes to a head, I can get out of it.
Okay. I love the confidence.
Yes.
It's the dirty little secret on the wake up call. Starting Monday, we are going to be doing another Disneyland contest where you could win a 4-pack of 2-day park tickets with a chance at a bonus 2-pack. So you could, if you're really paying attention, get 6 2-day park tickets to Disneyland. That starts on Monday at 7 o'clock. But right now, it's time for this. Katie, what are the rules?
We are going to describe the title of a movie to you. We can't use any of the words in the title of the movie, any of the actors or actresses of the movie, or any of the characters from the movie.
Sing along, everybody! It's time for the No Name Movie Game!
106.5! The end.
She threw you off.
You guys were way off.
Nobody throws me off. I am the keystone.
Yes.
I keep it all together.
Mm-hmm.
Even with Kevin's flat notes.
Ew.
And Katie's lack of timing.
No, you were you
this
drug
is why
it out.
I don't do it.
The end.
Enough.
It goes like that.
No,
that's what
I'm
we
done.
Do. I'd like to welcome to the show now. Courtney. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning.
You chose in the No Name Movie Game, Kevin.
Wow, what a great choice.
I did. Let's do this.
All right. 45 seconds on the clock. We are playing for tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater. Biggest screen in town. All right. Here we go. 45 seconds starts now.
Okay. If you mix blue and yellow together, you make what?
Green.
And then you
green.
Read what?
Green.
Yes. You read these.
Book. Green book?
Yes.
Why?
When you're happy, you do this with your mouth.
Laugh?
Like a U shape.
Smile.
Yes.
Smile.
Two.
And this is the Spanish for like charm.
Yes. Pass.
What? Okay. These are the mythical creatures that live under a bridge.
Pull.
Yes. Pull. And then this is like life is like a box of chocolates. Yeah!
Wow!
A black and yellow insect.
Bees.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
That was really good.
The fact that you guys got 4 is impressive.
Well, she was really good.
She was really good.
Except
I thought you were going
the
off
Encanto the Encanto part.
I thought you guys were going off the rails there for a second.
Oh,
good
that's
job.
That's charmed in Spanish and
charm in Spanish is Encanto.
Really, you didn't want to sing. We don't talk about
right.
this guy.
Right.
That would be too easy.
Oh, okay. You're just banking on bilingual contestants. All righty, I'm going to put you on hold, Courtney. Congratulations, that's a big number to beat. Let's see if Candy can do it. Good morning, Candy.
Hi.
All right, you got to beat 4.
Oh, whoa. You got a crowd, Candy.
Who are they playing with?
My son.
No.
His name's Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi,
which
Ryan.
One of us is she playing with?
You.
Okay.
And with you, yes.
Candy, okay. You might want to turn your radio off or down because it's going to throw you off a little bit, okay?
Okay, I got it.
Yeah. Here we go. 45 seconds. Katie, you ready?
Yes.
Hit it.
If something doesn't cost any money, it is what?
Free.
Yes. And then the opposite of a gal.
A what?
A gal, like a girl, like gal.
Guy.
Yeah, okay, now put them together.
Pretty guy.
Yes.
One.
Okay. If you can't see somebody, it's because they are.
Oh.
You see right through them.
Invisible.
Yes.
Invisible.
Okay. Opposite of woman.
And.
I'll give it to you. Two.
This is what you cut things with.
Knife.
Okay. But plural.
Knife.
Okay, and then the opposite of in.
I'm going to give it to you on that one, too.
Candy, your phone.
Candy, we've seen movies, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right, just not those, I guess. Because she would get the first letter or the first word, and it's like, really, you don't know a movie that you can't finish that out on your own?
You are great.
Candy,
I loved it.
Yeah, you didn't do bad. You got 3 points, but not enough to stay in the hunt, okay?
Oh, sorry, Candy.
Okay,
all right.
Yes, you can say something, Ryan.
Oh,
You've been listening for so long, and it's an honor to actually say something.
Oh, my God.
Ryan.
That you just made my
so
Friday.
Sweet.
Ryan.
Wow.
You know what? It is an honor.
Candy, you're the real winner.
Wow.
He's the class president of his school.
Okay. Yes, wow. Not my vote, damn it.
Obviously.
Have a great day.
No, you know what? Ryan, hold on a second. We'll see if we can do something for you, all right? Stay on hold. All right. Now it's all down to just me and Desi.
Okay. Oh.
Desi, are you there?
I'm here.
Playing for tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater downtown. They have the movie Companion this weekend, but soon they're going to have the new Captain America movie as well. All right, here we go. 45 seconds on the clock. You ready?
Yes.
And go. Okay, it puts the lotion in the basket.
Oh, what?
Yes, what? Yes. Oh. This is a superhero movie with the guy who played the villain and he killed himself. He died.
What?
The opposite of light, Gotham. The opposite.
One more time.
The opposite of black. Light.
Black.
Nope. Light. Light with an L.
Light. Dark.
Yep. And then these are people. There we go, too. Okay. And this is the opposite of queen.
King.
And this is a borough of New York City. Not Manhattan. Not the Bronx. Jesus Christ.
What was that?
The King of Staten Island. I would have gotten there eventually. It's a Pete Davidson movie.
Jersey Shore somehow in there or something. Yeah.
What the what?
Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
Jersey Shore, Staten Island. I don't know. That's
Jersey Shore has nothing to do with Staten Island. But
they don't live on Staten Island?
They live in New Jersey.
Oh, right.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Desi, for playing. But you know who the big winner is.
Yes, let them know.
Courtney.
Oh. Yeah.
Congratulations. That was wild. Two tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater. Stay on hold. We got to get your information.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
What is your dream job?
Oh, God. To do this, but I get to wake up at 6 a.m.
Well, just a little bit later.
Sleep a little bit more. My dream job is to have no job.
Oh.
I used to think it was to be on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
But I have since learned that that is quite the grind.
Okay, so you can't say no job.
Okay, say no job.
That's like saying, what would I wish for? More wishes.
Okay, then this job.
You're working your dream job.
Yeah.
Kevin?
It was become a doctor.
Dream job.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of doctor did you want to be again? Oh, boy.
General surgeon.
General surgeon?
Yep.
So remove appendix?
Do everything. How I am now. I do a little bit of everything.
Did you ever actually, look into doctors and what they do?
Yeah, you think I just got a degree for biology just because it was fun?
Yeah, actually.
We don't know why you got it.
I had to do lab reports. Do lab reports, bitch. That's not fun.
Okay, but you still don't even know what kind of doctor you wanted to be?
I just said general surgeon.
It took you a while to get there.
All right, and I still don't fully I don't think you understand what that means, but
I do.
I'm asking.
No, general surgeon is a position.
Right.
Yeah, but I don't think he knows that.
I don't think so.
A new survey found that the number one dream job, you're not going to believe this.
Okay.
Flight attendant.
A flight attendant?
What?
Number two, pilot.
Why does everyone want to be in the sky?
Has great question, A. B, have the people that they surveyed not been paying attention to the last couple years?
Like, ever since COVID? Like, what?
People lost their bananas.
That's like what COVID did to the airline industry. And I don't mean the companies. I mean human beings and the way that they just lose their mind on planes now. Also,
they're like asylums in the sky.
Nothing about that sounds appealing to me.
Nothing.
It seems like so much, for a pilot, a lot of just sitting there doing nothing.
Right. And I used to work in the food industry. I was a server. A waiter. It was a terrible job, and I hated every single second of it.
Now, technically,
Hold on.
Okay.
Now, if you told me that I had to be a waiter and also in charge of the safety of everybody in the restaurant, I'd hate it even more.
Okay, yeah. Maybe people think that they're going to be able to, like, see the world that way.
I don't know.
But I don't think you get to see very much. And you'd be by yourself.
Number three and number four on this list also don't make sense. Number three, police officer. Number four, pharmacist.
Well, pharmacist. Why not a pharmacist?
God. Oh, my God. Every time I go, first of all, I think they've closed almost every CVS in the Roseville-Rockland area except for the one by my house.
Okay.
And when I go in there, there's always a long line, and you go, you know what? What are they doing in there? They must be just, like, standing around doing nothing. You go in because the drive-thru is too long to wait. You go in, and you see they're moving around like ants trying to build a colony. They're busy from open to close.
Well, that's true.
Because they've got a million orders to fill. It's crazy. A police officer.
Well, that I don't understand that.
What can I do for zero respect and I might die?
Jeez.
Like, at least firefighters get, like, there's nobody be there, you know. I'm not saying that it's not justified to criticize police. I'm not saying that, but, like, they can't win either way.
Okay. If I could have a job, I think the job that I would want actually is to be in the Army band. Okay? Because you get a... You get all the perks. Why is that so funny?
It's a brilliant answer. You get all the perks of being in the military.
Right.
But nobody's being like, guys, we got to send our trombone players to Afghanistan.
Right. Or if you do have to go there, it's to perform for people that have been just seeing the same faces in a desert for years and years. God. I get up there and I do a little ski-ba-da-doo-doo, and they love me.
You get all the USAA benefits. You can go to college for free.
Yeah, I get that DD-214 on my mortgage.
You get a pension. You get to retire when, I don't even know, what, you're 29? I don't even know what it is anymore. And literally all you go is being like, hello, sailors.
He was a famous rapper from Chicago way.
Who wants to hear me perform the White Stripes with a tuba? I don't know what they do. Here's God Bless America. 5, 6, 7, 8. Uh-oh. I hear the sirens. You boys have fun. I'm going to go.
I got to go.
What a brilliant answer.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake-up call.
Yes. Starbucks is making big changes. If you felt like Starbucks has been a little cold and corporate-y, and a little too fast foody, they've lost the quaint nostalgia of the 90s and the early 2000s. Guess who agrees with you? Starbucks.
Huh.
And they're bringing it all back. Let me tell you about some of these changes.
Okay.
The biggest one is that they are no longer going to print your name on a label. They're going back to getting the old Sharpie out and writing your name on the cup.
Oh, boy.
What do you mean, oh, boy?
That's fine. They'll just misspell hella names.
That's fine. And that's what everybody's saying. And didn't we all kind of love that?
Kinda.
Couldn't they misspell your name typing it onto a...
No, because it's linked
to your
app.
How is it now? Oh, it's linked to your app.
It's linked to your app, so it shows your name.
So what's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with that. I love it.
No. What's wrong with it just being printed?
Oh, that's gross.
It's gross?
It's cold. Look at this. I have a Starbucks cold brew right here. This label doesn't even say my name.
Oh. So how do you know who you are?
Oh, no.
Who am I? And this is just the tip of the iceberg. They're also, so there was a little bit of a stink that Starbucks is going back to an old policy they had where you can't come in unless you buy something.
Well, otherwise it's just loitering, isn't it?
Kinda.
Yeah.
So they're going back to that. I actually don't mind it. Call me an elitist. But, like, it makes room for more people. And
are
that's
people,
all
like sitting in Starbucks?
Yes, for hours.
What? For hours. I drive to, there's one Starbucks. It's the one on Blue Oaks in Nugget Plaza in Roseville. That's the only one that I pass that's open by the time I drive to work. It's already got at least five regulars that are in there just tippy typing on their laptops. And I like that vibe. Another thing they're bringing back, if you're going to get a coffee and you're going to get what they like to call for here coffees, they're going to go back to ceramic mugs.
Oh, yay. I like that one.
That's nice.
Like a real coffee shop.
I do like that. I don't like drinking coffee out of like a plastic lid.
Yeah.
No, I don't either.
Yeah. Okay.
They're also going to go back to the condiment bar. The milk and the cream and the sugar.
They didn't have that?
They got rid of it during the pandemic and they never brought it back.
I have not been into a Starbucks in a year.
Okay.
And I go into one maybe once a year. And usually it's because some salesperson wants to like meet up to talk business.
Okay.
And they're like, hey, let's take it off campus.
Right.
It feels like none of these things really needed to be changed.
Oh, disagree.
Right.
What difference is it going to make?
And you're saying this is somebody who didn't go into Starbucks. Right.
I know that, but like, what difference is it going to make for... People are still going to go to Starbucks.
Don't speak for the people if you're not the people.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yes.
He's the people.
Uh-huh. As a Starbucks goer and a place that studies there because it gets me in the cafe mindset.
What are you studying there?
You know, just life. You can never stop learning.
I tell you. You don't seem like you've learned very much.
Well, I like to learn random things.
Okay. That's why he's still studying. That's where he prepares for Did You Know.
Right. Good point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got me messed up.
I mean, how good does it feel? Like, even though your name would be printed on the label for whatever drink you got, how good does it feel, though, when the baristas or baristos at Starbucks write a little thing on there? Have a great day, Kevin.
Couldn't they still do that?
They could, but now they have to.
See, it just seems like they're just making things harder for the people that work there.
I'm going to make it even better. Bring back couches.
Yes.
Old, dirty, like, couches.
Yes.
With, like, a random, like, hole missing in one. Make it like a real coffee house like we used to have. What else? Let's think of more stuff in there.
You guys are on your own.
Have it be nothing but music. That you recognize as music, but you've never heard any of those songs before in your
life.
They're
like covers.
Right. Yes. Like, and not even covers sometimes. Is this Lady Gaga? No. Definitely. We never play Lady Gaga here. A board, yes.
A whiteboard that says community events.
No, not.
Oh, God.
You're talking about like a cork board.
Yeah.
And with missing cats on
it.
Yes. And like a random community theater poster.
Yes, I love that.
I love that too.
Oh my God, you guys go through the drive-thru. You're not going to see any of this.
That's about to change if you bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Me and Gavin going to have coffee day.
That's right, because he's my husband's lover. What would you like to see brought back to Starbucks? Text it in to 916-909-1065. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it. Because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.